This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 227 people were killed and hundreds were injured and missing after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was rushing aid to areas where towns were destroyed and hospitals overwhelmed with incoming patients.
Gouvernement décide matin.
Henri declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he would not ask for international help until the extent of the damages is known. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. Its president was assassinated in a home attack last month, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. The Taliban on Saturday captured a large, heavily defended city in northern Afghanistan in a major setback for the government and were approaching the capital city of Kabul less than 3 weeks before the U.S. hopes to complete its troop withdrawal. The fall of Mazar-e-Sharif, the country's fourth largest city, hands the insurgents control over all of northern Afghanistan, confining the Western-backed government to the center and the east. Earlier, President Ashraf Ghani delivered a televised speech, his first public appearance since the recent Taliban gains. He vowed not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the September 11th attacks. The insurgents now control 24 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces, leaving the Western-backed government with a smattering of provinces in the center and east, as well as the capital, Kabul. You can find more.